All right, welcome to Bedlam Studios. I'm Mike, it's Merrill Wanderers. Over there is Soundboard Nick.
How's it going, guys?
Listen, we're without Grizz, which is both good and bad.
Mostly good.
It's mostly good. I feel like. I know there's certainly less edge in the room. We're doing this without Grizz because he's away today. We'll try and contact him later, maybe. But essentially, we did an episode earlier in the week, and I had to burn it.
Yeah, that had to be all record of that had to be stricken.
And if you've listened to this fucking show, you know that for us to take something and literally set it asunder.
Mm-hmm.
There was something wrong with that show.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
There was something wrong with that show, all right.
Yeah. It was great, though. I mean, it's definitely good listening, but no.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
It was fun to listen to once, but while I was listening to it, I was like, oh, no, this has to just disappear.
Yeah.
It was mainly because of our buddy Grizz and us reviewing his most recent dating profile.
Yeah. How would you describe it?
Disturbing literature?
Disturbing, yes.
Yeah.
A manifesto, you might say.
Here's the thing. It was a bit of a manifesto. Why is he so angry? I don't know. But he made it clear he's only looking for a certain kind of individual, which I don't even know exists.
No. That
maybe in 1935.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
An old-timey lady.
He wants an old-timey lady. Maybe he should be dating Gran.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that episode's gone, but we had to fill the gap, and Nick was kind enough to say, yeah, look, I'm in. We'll do a show. So welcome to Merrill Wanderers. Lots to get to, because today I was so concerned about letting things get off the rails after the last episode that I actually considered a couple of topics today. One of them was bad Halloween treats. I hate bad Halloween treats.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my least favorite Halloween treats. I would say it was the, in my generation, definitely universally hated was the little caramel treats.
Oh, the ones that are
orange and black wrappers.
Oh, yes. They had the witches on them, or they had the black cats.
Yeah, that's it.
Those were like butterscotch caramel or something.
Yeah, they tasted like molasses.
A little molasses. That's what they were. Molasses caramel.
Yeah.
Treats.
They were nasty.
Yeah, no, it's the same stuff that they used on the floors in the high schools. Get a nice shine going.
Yeah.
Carnauba or whatever wax it is in there.
Yeah.
No, I hated those too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's always new crappy snacks coming out. Hey, I went trick-or-treating as an adult like last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Why last week?
It was at Disney.
Oh, okay.
And they have a Halloween party, and we went to the Halloween party, which was both adorable and strange based on my condition at the time. Okay. But you go trick-or-treating around the park. It's crazy.
Okay, who hands you the candy?
Park staff.
Okay.
And they have these like blow-up candy corns where you go looking around for those and you can go trick-or-treating. And they grab a huge handful of stuff. They had like a massive bag of candy I could not bring back from Florida.
What do you do with it? You just gave it out?
No, you know what? We threw it into the lake there at Disney World.
What?
We were taunting the alligators with it. We were just one by one with we were skipping Reese's peanut butter cups off the alligators. You know, I was using the candy in the park the next day to solicit children. They didn't know what they were doing. They were just equipping me.
It's just bait right there.
Yeah, man.
It's a bunch of free bait.
Yeah, you know what? We even did free bait a little of that candy. We put it in the pipe and... having said that, I'm only joking. We didn't use the candy to steal anybody's kids. We returned them all. But
he's just kidding, folks. He's just kidding.
Yeah, that's what we call it, kidding.
Sorry.
Okay. Who misses Grizz? Show of hands.
This is.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to delete this one too.
No, it's okay. If you don't know that it's all jokes, if you find any of this inappropriate, you just have to go away. It's okay. It's fine with us. Nonetheless, I did experience a lot of great candy because Disney didn't mess around, man. They had all the good stuff, including, and I gave you one of those, these, I have one in my pocket at all times, I think. You know, the Lifesaver gummies.
Yeah, the gummy savers. Yeah, yeah.
Gummy savers. Is that what they're called?
I believe so.
Don't mess with the name, Nick, because people want to get the right thing. You want to get these. They are, first of all, your reaction to getting the candy I gave you, I covet these things, and mm-hmm. I gave you one, and you were like, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a man of low affect. I would say shallow affect.
Yeah, I maybe lay off on some of the medications that are just disengaging you.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to freak out about candy.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Some of us take joy in the small things in life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like a little bit of candy here and there. I actually could be kidnapped with a little bit of candy.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you said to me, hey, get in my car. I know your dad. I've got candy. I would go with you.
Well, any of you van owners out there... Just FYI.
Yeah, Grizz.
Grizz.
Yeah. He actually, we like to call that the Halloween troller at this time of year because it is the creepiest van ever. By the way, the number one thing people ask me about the show,
mm-hmm.
is that van a real thing? Oh, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
I've been in the van.
You actually went in the van?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah. You know what? A little bit of therapy and you're going to be okay long term.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
No, I understand. Not here, not in this forum, but you need to talk to somebody. Okay? Because I understand. Terrible things happen. All right. Other bad Halloween candies that came up. I did a little search of the interweebs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of fun. It's got the best candies and the worst candies. And then the other thing that I found was the most offensive costumes. And I can't tell you even most of them because I get halfway through and I feel badly talking about them.
Yeah.
But
maybe Justin Trudeau can weigh in on that one.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of that for sure on this list. Some of the things you could dress up as O.J. Simpson and Nicole Simpson. O.J. Simpson and Nicole Simpson. Although it's a little bit not of current news.
Mm-hmm.
Still in poor taste, I would say.
Sure.
The one that I hated on the list the most and loved at the same time was the animal cruelty costume. Take a look at that. It's got a vet, and the vet is holding a tiger's head. That's a very funny one. Anyway, there's a bunch of those out there. The zombie version of recently deceased celebrities.
Oh.
I do like that one.
That's fun.
I do like that one because we miss them, and there they are rotting before us at a party.
There's like the zombie David Bowie.
Oh, Zombie Bowie.
That'd be fun. That's a good
one. Are you taking that one then?
I need to do that.
By the way, the number two thing was anything involving blackface. So yeah, I guess Pierre Trudeau's kid probably will hit the list at some point for worst costume at some party. But in looking for this, what I found was the worst candy ranked. And if you're interested, I'll share some of those with you.
Yes, absolutely. I may have some strong opinions about that.
Okay. I hate these ones for sure.
Hmm.
Number 10 on the list, by the way, was Bit of Honey. I don't know that I remember these ones, but I think it's most like that candy you were talking about right there.
Yeah, that looks similar.
It looks like pantyhose-colored candy.
Yeah. I think that's maybe that's an American version.
I don't even know if that's a color, what that is. And then the next one I absolutely detest, Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty. Those are little, they're almost like jujubes almost, right?
No, they're little licorice things. They're black licorice, like Mike and Ike's with black licorice in the middle, which means that you get halfway, you give these to the kids and they've got a sour face on and then they shit their pants because, you know, licorice is a little bit, get you going.
Is that the ones that are candied, the candied black
yes.
licorice? Boo.
Yes.
Boo, boo, boo.
Don't like those, huh?
They stink.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Number five is licorice then. Black licorice, not the only one. Twizzlers also voted as... Look, I get stuck with Twizzlers. I don't want to have to get them at Halloween. You know what I mean? Like,
you mean the red ones or the...
Well, black or red. I think licorice is past its prime as a candy.
People go nuts for it. I used to live abroad. I used to live in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And people would import...
Once the charges went away, you came back.
Yeah. Once the statute of limitations ran its course,
yep.
then...
And witnesses were taken care of.
But while I was laying low, we often would get Twizzlers imported because Asians don't eat that shit. And if you feed that to an Asian, that's like feeding them a piece of plastic.
They would be like, why the hell is this?
Isn't even food.
I don't like this. I don't want this. It does. Yeah, it's very waxy. It's very synthetic. Number seven, Smarties. Now, we know Smarties as the chocolate ones here in Canada.
Yeah.
But globally, they're what we call rockets. I'm going to tell you something. We don't need rockets.
I loved rockets. That's bullshit.
I don't like them.
No?
No, man. They eat too many of them to satisfy yourself, and then your tongue breaks out with acne or whatever that is.
That's all candy.
These in particular seem to get me.
Yeah?
I'll leave them off the list since you like them. Okay, Nick?
They're too dry to you? Is that it? Or?
Yeah. They look like you would be best to grind them up and snort them and not eat them.
Well, let's try it.
By the way, kids, do not snort your Smarties. Number six on the list, Tootsie Rolls. What the fuck? I love Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls are good.
I don't understand how that made the worst candy list.
This is a controversial list.
They always are. There's never a list that everybody can agree with.
No.
You like Tootsie Rolls?
I love Tootsie Rolls.
What about Tootsie Pops? You remember the owl?
Yeah.
I could eat to the middle.
Those terrible cartoons.
Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to find that right now.
One, two... Three?
Oh, I crunch, crunch, crunch. I can't take it anymore. I have to give in to my need for shitty caramel. What was it called? The Tootsie Pop Owl?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get kicked off for this. I don't care. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, this is the one right here. This is terrible.
The Charlie Brown and Snoopy Show will return after these messages.
That's legit.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting.
Okay, hold on. there's something about this commercial I just noticed. Hold on, it's a little creepy. Here we go.
Is that Vincent Price as the turtle?
But watch this. Does this feel right to you? Does this feel like a scary moment for a child?
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to...
How many what? Just a second. What does this kid want to know?
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a
Tootsie... I think if the turtle answers the question, he has to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting.
I never made it without biting. You try.
I never made it without biting.
I never made it without biting.
Yes, Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Did you see the owl's eyes widen with delight and look down at the kid like, ooh, I've been waiting for someone to ask me.
Let's find out. One, two, three. Three. How many licks does it take to get...
I'll tell you how many licks it takes. All right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Sorry. Thank you for indulging me. That was a... That commercial made me feel bad for kids. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Number five. Okay. These might be a little after your era. Mm. You ever remember Necco wafers? They are like
Necco
these.
Wafers.
Yeah. They're like this, just like these patty style candies. They almost have flavor, but they taste a bit like soap. It's almost like you could use them to wash your hands or you could eat them as a candy.
No, I don't remember those at all.
Yeah, no, they're a little, like I say, a little soapy tasting.
Yeah.
Wax cola bottles, we used to get those as a kid.
Oh, those suck.
And that would give you a tummy ache because you shouldn't really eat that much wax.
So gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd bite the tops off of them and then they'd suck like this sugary kind of fake tasting.
It didn't even taste like anything.
Perfumey tasting juice.
Yes, perfume
gross.
Juice. Yes. Yeah. Once again, if you took that to Asia or to some places where real food is important,
yeah,
they would ask you if they were chess pieces.
You could torture Italians with that, force them to eat those.
Hershey's Kisses made the list because Hershey's Kiss. Yeah, but I can see that. Mm-hmm. I like a package of Hershey Kisses. Don't put a kiss in my bag. It's going in the garbage.
Really? You would need a kiss directly?
No, it's a highly tamperable thing by the looks of it.
I guess you could unwrap them and put a Quaalude in them or what?
Hold on a second. No. First of all, I need you to understand something if you're listening to the show right now. Anything we talk about is meant to be parody and not a recommendation wholeheartedly, right?
Yes, yes. But you could actually put an X-Acto knife blade into that if, you know...
Yeah,
and you could really convince the child to eat that.
I don't see any reason you'd want to do that.
You could do...
can I ask you something?
A shard of glass. Or...
Did you write the commercial for the Tootsie Pop? How many licks? I'll tell you, kid. And then what about this over here? Circus Peanuts. By the way, Circus Peanuts made last year's worst candy list of all time.
Really?
And then made a comeback last year, coincidentally... And they were everywhere in these little packages. So that was number two.
What are circus peanuts?
They're like those little, they're like marshmallowy kind of treats. You would also find them with the strawberry variety out there and the banana variety.
I love those.
Yeah, but the banana ones are good.
Banana ones are good.
The strawberry ones are good.
I don't remember the strawberry or the peanut.
You don't want the strawberry?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the strawberry?
I wouldn't mind trying.
But would you try the peanut?
The peanut? I haven't had it, so I would try it.
I think it's orange flavored.
Yeah, orange flavor. Why is a peanut orange flavored?
I think that they just made it in the peanut shape, and then they made it orange flavor.
It's absurd. So the strawberry tastes like strawberry. The banana tastes like banana, but the peanut tastes like
orange. The peanut could give you a seizure of trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. It's already blowing my mind.
And of course, we know what the number one candy is.
Number one worst?
Yeah, or the number worst.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
What is it?
You know.
Candy corn?
Yes, it is. You're right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Candy corn. Oh, shit. It's shit. Oh, let's see what... let's check in on Grizz.
Yeah. Pussy.
One ringy dingy. Ah, ah, ah.
Hello.
Oh, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? Lick, lick, lick. Hey, Grizz.
That's the most bizarre introduction to a call I've ever had in my life.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm busy.
Yeah.
I got things going on.
Yeah. Listen, I know. I just needed your help for a couple of seconds. By the way, Nick is here. How's it going there, Nicky? Say hi.
Hey, how's it going, Grizz?
Hi, unlikable Nick.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was necessary. Oh. Probably accurate.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. Actually, I think it was the best you've ever done greeting him.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, just wanted you to weigh in. We're doing a Mara Wanderers here. As you know, we had to throw away the Grizz's dating profile episode for the protection of everyone involved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I wanted you just to weigh in. Did you edit that, by the way?
I don't know. Move on.
Okay.
Move on.
By the way, in an upcoming live episode, tickets will be sold. Grizz recites to us his dating profile. We'll make money on that, dude.
No, I'm not doing it. Although, you know what? As a spoken word thing in a coffee shop, it might be kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I actually think that it would be kind of fun to listen to. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, so listen, we're talking Halloween and the candies that we hated the most at Halloween. And I thought, you know what? Grizz might have a way in on this. So we should grab him, even though he's very busy. Sorry, buddy. Do you have something of that variety that you could share with us?
Well, I don't know if you guys already talked about those terrible coffee candies that came in the black, yellow, and orange. They were like wrapped up little like saltwater taffy.
Oh yeah, man, that hit the list right away.
Oh yeah, that was mine. That wasn't on the online list, but that was my number one worst. So, you and I, for the first time, are in agreement.
How do you like that? You and Nick in the same club for once.
Oh, that's good with me. That's
yeah,
good.
Okay, now the other thing is, what flavor were those? We thought maybe molasses.
That's what they are. They're molasses candies. That's
yeah,
what they are.
They're terrible.
Right. No, okay, really? Are they? Are they really?
Because I think they are.
After everything is gone, those things still disappear, man.
It's
they
true. It's so true. Like you got down to your last treats, you even ate the Nutter Butter, and now these are there.
It was always a bowl of those things, and then you'd pick at them for until December,
until Christmas,
or worse. What happens is one of them winds up in your front pocket of your pants, and 6 months later you're walking down the street, bugs, and the next thing you know you reach in your pocket, you're like, oh fuck, candy, right? Even though it's been beside your balls warming up for fucking 6 months, right? There it is. It's been washed 3 or 4 times. You'll still eat the fucking thing. That's what those candies are for.
You spend a bit of time doing this, but you'll eat it anyway.
Pretty much. You're like, oh, look, it's soft, too. It's a good thing I washed it. Right?
And it somehow tastes better than when it first came out of the package.
Oh, instantly. Instantly. I got a cool story about Halloween. I don't know if you guys... Okay, Mike, you'll remember this.
Yeah.
Right? So before there was plastic bags, we used to go out with paper bags on Halloween.
Yep.
And, well...
That was back in 18 what?
Shut up. It was a while ago, but it wasn't that long ago. So what happened was, 1 year, my uncle... He was giving out candy. He was like in his 20s, and I was just a little kid. And they ran out of candy, and they ate a bunch of candy because they were smoking weed and drinking and stuff like that.
Canadian lifestyle.
So they're like, what are we going to do? We got no more candy, and these kids are still coming to the door. So they went and they filled up like paper lunch bags and stapled them shut. And inside those lunch bags, they put ice cubes. So the kids would be walking down the street, right? And about 20 minutes later, the bag would be soaked through. There'd be candy all over the fucking street. I thought it was great. Right? So, to me, that's the most awesome Halloween prank ever.
Dude, happy Halloween. We'll see you back in the studio. I'll catch up with you on the weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks for the call, fellas. Thanks. Bye, Nick.
Thanks. Later, buddy.
Oh, that is good, man. That was rich. Oh,
child abuse.
Ah, it is so much fun, isn't it? Oh, look at you with instructions earlier how to poison and choke kids out. Hey, listen, you know, you and I never really talked about this. Okay. Seeing as it's like, you know, a cannabis funny show, it's meant to be anyway, although, you know, we didn't talk anything about weed at all today, did we?
Nope.
Well, not until now, because you are, I'm going to say you're in your 30s.
I am.
And just trying weed for the first time, kind of.
I'm not really trying it for the first time. I tried it when I was 16 for the first time, and I've done it.
Did you smoke a lot of it then?
No, I never did.
No.
Remember the first time I smoked weed, when I was 16 at a guy's house in his basement, and he had a bowl of shake, and we just smoked that.
Oh.
Because I wanted to smoke weed so bad, and I didn't get high at all, but I slept really well. Anyway, but then times after that, I'd smoke weed and I'd just get obscenely high and I just never really enjoyed it.
Right.
I wanted to enjoy it so badly. I wanted to be a pothead when I was a teenager, but just could not enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then I just said, you know what? Probably not for me. I'm not getting the right reaction to it. And then, well, recently we decided that I'm going to try it again. I'm gonna start small amounts and just try.
Yeah.
And we went to Cafe.
Oh yeah, Cafe. It's no longer there. They have big blocks in front of their stores here in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're still there.
Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah.
They got a tent in front of the building.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. It's
it's tough to know when to quit.
Well, they're still selling. There's still lineups.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's still there. They're still selling.
Incredible.
I don't know how they... Well, it's like a thing where you go there, you order it, and then half an hour later, they give it to you.
The owners have Lamborghinis and homes all over Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do $30,000 a day, I read.
No shit.
A day.
Wow.
A day.
Wow.
Yeah. So you went there?
Yeah, I went there.
And you went to the tent?
Yeah, I went to the little tent.
Explain that. What happens there? So you go to this, what used to be a dispensary, an illegal dispensary in Toronto, got shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're still operating, but just outside in a tent.
Yeah.
Explain this.
Yeah, it's just I think it was just recently that weekend. They got shut down. They put the big cement blocks in front just to keep from. I guess that's the only way they could stop them from selling weed in that building.
Yeah. I don't think that the law enforcement has ever had to use large cement blocks to stop anything before.
Yeah. Can they just close it? I don't understand how this is the only way they could stop them. All right.
This close to Halloween, a ghost?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we just heard the weirdest noise in here. What was that? I don't know, man. That's weird.
Just, people doing work.
Oh, that's why it sounds so weird to me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, so we show up to a cafe. They've basically just got lawn chairs in front of these blocks. They got a little tent set up above them. Not really a full tent, but one of those little canopy things. And they're just taking orders, and you give them your email, which I wasn't that crazy about doing.
Yeah.
And then they say, come back in 40 minutes and we'll have it. So I asked, you know, I said, well, I just want, you know, I'm super new to this. I don't really smoke weed often. I don't want anything too crazy.
Right.
I had read up on indica versus sativa. I said, I think we'll try an indica starting out, and just something chill. And these two, you know, hardcore, like well-seasoned stoners look at each other like they're like they're disgusted, right? Like just like, oh,
ugh, all right,
one of these lame, you know. And he looks, so yeah, this guy wants something just you know, something mild. He's eating, and the other guy goes, yeah, try the bubblegum kush, it's pretty lame.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said he literally said it's pretty lame.
Well, that's so, a good place to start, is pretty lame. That's what you were looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
And how was it? Did you like it?
I smoked a tiny little joint, and it sent me to another dimension.
Really?
It was extremely high.
And did you like it?
I'm going to say it was an experience. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly enjoy it, and I ended up going to bed pretty early.
Right.
So that was sort of, and then I would do it every night. I would just smoke a tiny amount, just, you know, a couple little puffs every night. And then eventually it sort of chilled out, and it became sort of it became normal to me, and it became not normal, but it just became relaxing.
This is why I have a hard time when people say, oh, weed is instantly addictive, or it's addictive. You know,
no,
you really have to tolerate it to get some use out of it. Yeah. In the early days, because you will get super high. I mean, I remember trying it a couple times, and then the third time, like going to another dimension. Yeah.
Yeah.
And essentially, I think that you have to really desire to get the benefits of cannabis and work through that. I think it sounds to me like you did it a good way by doing it in measure. That's how they recommend it. Do it in small measure. Add more if you need to.
Yeah.
Stay where you are if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I tried this Blue Mystic.
Yeah.
That was really good. I really like Blue Mystic. And it's a really very chill high, and I really enjoy it.
The guys not here at the dispensary call that Blue Mystic. Yeah, it's pretty lame. You'll like it.
Yeah, but still sativa.
It's nice. Blue
sativa
Mystic is nice.
Yeah, sativa can handle.
No. Should we try it one day? Should
well,
we put some time aside and then try it and then get on the subway?
Oh, dear. On the subway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a little show from the subway.
But it's on mic as well. That's the thing. Like, I think I'd be terrible on mic.
Yeah, I know. I'd be counting on that because you're great on mic otherwise.
Well, thank you.
Oh, no problem, buddy.
Not as good as you.
No, come on. Nobody is. But listen, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm going to wrap it up right now because Stoner's only got so much time. Thanks to Grizz for joining us, that lazy son of a bitch. Nick, you, thank you so much. And glad to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me on, man. This is great.
And don't forget to subscribe. Tell a friend. Visit MerrillWanderers.com that nobody updates. And our socials at MerrillWanderers. Have yourself a great week. Try to stay alive. Happy Halloween.